I am standing at the site of the former Płaszów concentration camp.
Today, it is a white space in a densely built city of Krakow.
I am surrounded by nature.
Accordingly to the change of seasons, it is changing its colors.
I'm standing at the site of death.
How does it feel to be in the site of death?
What kind of place is this?
The camp was established on the area of two Jewish cemeteries. Probably around 40,000 prisoners passed through it. There are still the remains and ashes of its victims in this landscape.
The traces of the camp in a place full of nature.
Does every site as such automatically become a place of memory?
One of the Polish Holocaust researchers has recently stated in an interview that she would like to stop talking about memory and start talking about care instead. Care for the past.
The word memory, she said, it's overused today. It means nothing anymore.
And care?
What does care mean?
According to the Etymological Dictionary of the Polish Language by Aleksander Brückner, care, troska in Polish, indicates worry, to care, to worry, to take care of.
However, in the 15th century, care meant feelings, raspings, leftovers.
In Czech, says the dictionary, troski means ruins.
Troski, in plural, have Proto-Slavic origins. The word referred to all kinds of plants that easily crackle, break, and rustle.
Apparently, troska, care, indicates worries, leftovers, and rustling plants.
In Polish, troska, as in English, means both worry and care.
The act of caring combines emotional and ethical approaches.
It combines being affected by and being worried,
as well as taking responsibility for well-being of others, taking care of, for, and about someone or something.
The act of care often involves actions.
What kind of actions would be acts of care for this place?
If moving is an act of care, how can I move in here?
I am recreating parts of Noa Eshkol choreography.
She was an Israeli choreographer born in the 1920s in the Degamia Bet Kibbutz.
Her father, Levi Yitzhak Skolnik, was born in Oratov, near Kiev. Before emigrating to Palestine, in 1914, he received a traditional Jewish education at the university in Vilnius.
Noa Eshkol studied piano as a child. Her teacher stressed the importance of notation in music. In the years 1943-45, at the exact time when the KL Płaszów camp was functioning in the place where I'm standing now, she studied dance and body practice in Tel Aviv.
About this time, she noticed that dance also required a notation system to study and develop rich and complex compositions and combinations of movements.
In 1946, the same year when Amon Goetz, the commandant of the Płaszów camp, was executed in Krakow, Eshkol moved to England, where she met Moshe Feldenkrais, the innovator of the Feldenkrais method, a system of improving movement abilities through self-awareness.
In 1951, she returned to Israel.
In 1958, a book that presented the notation system developed by Eshkol and Abraham Wachman known as Eshkol-Vachman movement notation, was published.
It is a system of saving motion on paper or a computer screen.
Interestingly, in contrast to most dance notation systems, the Eshkol-Vachman notation intends to record any movement, not just dance. It is also used to study and analyze movement of animals.
Eshkol tried to capture something as ephemeral as motion and write it down in a form that would allow it to last and be passed on. Just like you do with stories, memories, and historical facts.
If not written down, it can be transmitted through relations and encounters.
Movement, like stories and memories, if not passed on, disappears. In 1953, Noah Eshkol prepared a choreography for the celebration of the 10th anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, which was presented at Lohamei HaGetaot Kibbutz, Ghetto Fighters Kibbutz, in Israel.
Only a short, several-minute-long video of this event has survived.
Thanks to this archival recording, received from an Israeli artist, Omer Krieger, I could recreate fragments of the choreography.
This choreography, itself coming from the past, has become a tool for me to work with the past of this specific site.
I am standing in the area of the former Płaszów camp.
What does it mean to bring these gestures here?
Could moving become a monument?
A site-specific living sculpture?
What is it like to move in the site of death?
A site of death that is also full of life.
Movement and body can bring meaning into the space of nature without transforming it completely.
In times of the climate crisis, the rise of awareness of human impact on the environment drew attention to the nature as an actor, witness, evidence, and archive, which can be an important source of knowledge for those studying the past.
Researchers of past violence have been studying the landscape of non-sites of memory with increasing attention, discovering that seemingly empty places are in fact full of traces of events from years ago. Just as the camp has left its imprint in topography of the site I am standing at.
The new technological possibilities resulted in the new research methods such as non-invasive archaeology.
It analyzes topography and collects data about the structure of a site without interfering with it, like traditional archaeology does. It gives us access to knowledge archived in the landscape.
This is particularly significant in the places where Jewish remains are buried, as Jewish religion law requires not to disturb the peace of the dead.
In fact, these landscapes are living excavations.
Instead of focusing on the emptiness, I pay attention to what is material, ruins, leftovers, but also what is alive, like rustling plants, to what is worth noticing in the space, where apparently there is nothing.
Treating nature as material witness, how can I bring memory to this site? Living memory.
Care is rustling plants.
The act of caring, accordingly to an American researcher, involves much more than a moral attitude. It includes emotional, ethical, and direct agency with practical and material consequences. In this definition, the author includes everything we do to maintain, extend, and repair our world so that we can live in it as best as possible.
The definition applies to a more than human world.
This world includes our bodies, ourselves, and our environment, which we try to weave into a complex life-supporting web.
What do I care for at the sight of death?
Those who died, leftovers, rustling plants.
I am still standing at the site of the former Plaszów concentration camp.